This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McKean. A ransomware attack paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies on Friday. That's according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to that incident. The major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind the attack. According to John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs, he said the criminals targeted a software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management package as a conduit to spread the ransomware through cloud service providers. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discoveries of unmarked graves in former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches recently have been vandalized or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia and Saskatchewan that generations of Indigenous children have been forced to attend. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Top UN officials warned the Security Council on Friday that more than 400,000 people in Ethiopia's Tigray were now in famine and that there was a risk of more clashes in the region despite a unilateral ceasefire by the federal government. After six private discussions, the Security Council held its first public meeting since fighting broke out in November between government forces backed by troops from neighboring Eritrea and TPLF fighters with Tigray's former ruling party. The acting UN aide chief told the council that the humanitarian situation in Tigray had worsened dramatically.